North Carolina is still without a full state budget after state senators did not hold an expected vote to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto Tuesday. That means planned changes to how Medicaid pays health care providers are up in the air. Medicaid is the health insurance program for low-income adults, children, pregnant women, the elderly, and people with disabilities. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
There are two big issues around Medicaid right now. The first is Medicaid expansion. The second is Medicaid transformation. We'll come back to number one in a minute, but let's start with Medicaid transformation. North Carolina was scheduled to massively change the way it administers its Medicaid program starting February 1st. It would move from a model called fee-for-service to one called managed care. Under the new model, the state would pay a fee to a managed care plan, and that plan would pay doctors who provide services. Right now, the state pays doctors directly. But NC Medicaid Deputy Secretary Dave Richard says the transformation plan is now on indefinite hold.
Without a budget, we don't have access to the funds that we need and some of the technical changes that are important to go live with managed care.
Nearly 2.2 million residents are enrolled in Medicaid in North Carolina, according to state data, including 202,000 in Mecklenburg County.
If people are worried about this delay, does something to their eligibility or some other part of their program, with the program as it exists today continues until we make that transformation.
It's not clear when lawmakers will revisit the budget issue. Now, issue number two, Medicaid expansion. North Carolina is one of 14 states that has not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Expanding it would make the health insurance program available to around 389,000 additional North Carolina residents, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. In June, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the state budget proposed by the Republican-controlled legislature, largely over the issue of Medicaid expansion.
Hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians working hard for a living can't afford health care. Their paycheck is too high for Medicaid, but not enough to pay for a private insurance policy.
But Republicans say they're worried about the cost. Republican Senate leader Phil Berger wrote in an op-ed in June that though the federal government currently pays 90% of the annual cost of Medicaid expansion, he's worried about what could happen if the federal government starts paying less than that. Berger noted that the federal government changed its match rate for the Children's Health Insurance Program, which he said left the state with a budget hole. The federal government reduced its match rate for CHIP for this fiscal year by 11.5%. Lawmakers are expected to return to Raleigh April 28th. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.